Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there. My name's Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Cheers.
Cheers, dummy.
To you, sir.
Boy, we are drowning in rain here in California. I'm sure you've heard on the news outlets, on your local news.
The Arc
LA
Storm.
LA underwater.
They call it an Arc Storm.
What does that mean?
That's just something to do with the exact flow of the hot air that that traveled perfectly. I watched a video on it. It's pretty much a bummer. You just watch it and you go, it's just this insanely long line of hot air carrying the storm.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's going to go, I mean, perfectly across Los Angeles.
Just dropping it off like you dumping your kids at daycare.
Yeah.
See ya. Good luck with the tornado.
Speaking of which... schools were not canceled.
No.
And there were a lot of people upset about it. Now I listen. Yep. I'm going to put the caveat first. And I know some people are in worse off areas of Los Angeles and hit harder. You're not who I'm talking about. Okay. Delete the draft already. The email that you are already working on.
Dumbdadpod@gmail.com.
But the people that were pretty ticked off about school, I was like, why? I mean, there could have been... our school is like 500 feet from our house. If there's a mudslide between our house and the school, I'd still take them.
I don't have that kind of time.
Are you?
I don't have the time to have them be here. I don't have that capacity anymore. Need them out of here.
We were expecting them to school to be canceled. And for people that don't know what's going on in Los Angeles, it's like it's a rainstorm. Yes, we don't have the infrastructure for it. We don't have like drains. Like it's just places flooded. Pretty drastically.
I'm just going to get to my dumb dad moment right now because it's just a fleeting thought, but I had it to you and my wife, which was
your
like,
dumb dad moment is just a fleeting thought.
Well, because it's like one of those things you say out loud and then you're like, oh yeah, that's not, I'm stupid. That's not fair. I was like that.
Okay.
It has everything to do with the storm. I mean, it's been, we knew the rain is coming. And it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Now here's the thing. We know I'm from Seattle. So it's like the rain is coming. Okay. And
right.
It's rain, you know? But in LA, when it rains, people are like, I don't even know how you went outside. It's like, it's not even raining. It's sprinkling.
Right.
Like, they avoid it like it's some ice storm.
The roads get like an ice storm in LA. And the reason for that is
because oil all over
so
them,
much
all over.
Oil yeah. And not enough rain to wash it away that when it does get rain, gets pretty slick out
It does
there.
Get pretty slick. So, I mean, I get all that. You know, it's just, yeah. It's... We also have the luxury of it being sunny most of the year. And so that kind of stuff happens. When it rains, everyone's like, what is happening? The world's ending. And it gets slick and all this stuff. But my dumb dad moment had to do with it where my wife said something about, she mentioned the same thing. She's like, you know, something about the schools may not be open tomorrow. And I was like, because of the rain? Right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Rain.
Yeah.
Rain.
Whoops.
And I'm hyper-focused on where we are, which is some of the neighborhoods, you know, gets like the water gets about curb high. So if you park on the curb, you're like kind of like, well, my feet are getting wet. No, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Sure.
My feet are getting wet unless I remember to get my rain boots out of the crawl space because you use them twice a year here. But I'm thinking like, because there's rain, what are we doing here? No, you can't cancel school because, and then you see the news and it's like, in certain parts of Los Angeles,
cars are underwater.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
That was like, and I felt like sort of bad for even like not even considering the fact that it might be somewhat worse other than where I am.
What
my situation is. So I was like, come on, man.
You had the climate change argument with yourself where you were just like,
Yeah.
How can the global be warming if it snowed in April? And you're like, just because it happened to you doesn't mean it's happening everywhere. Doesn't mean it's happening
everywhere. My God. So yeah, so that was kind of my, you know, sticking my rain boot in my mouth moment this week where I was like,
probably dusty.
Yeah. Really dusty. Really dusty. And yeah, so it's just like, come on, man. Because, and you know, you get it, like, if they can't make it to school, then their kids just can't make it to school, and then your kids benefit going to school. So if they're going to cancel it, you got to cancel it for everybody.
How many absences did you have?
How many do we have so far?
How many did you have on Monday?
Oh, my, I don't remember if my son told me, but my daughter who was in kindergarten was like, we had 7 kids missing today. And then that was yet again a further sort of proof that I wasn't really thinking about it, because it's like, oh yeah, those people couldn't make it. They couldn't, like,
84.
Get to the, it couldn't get to their car.
We had 84 yesterday. Total. 84 students just didn't go.
And how many kids total in your school?
Like 275.
Yeah, so that's like,
that's a pretty good chunk.
Almost a third. It's about a third of the kids. That's a huge number of kids.
What an easy day for the teachers, though. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, they probably should have canceled school, because those kids miss out on what you're doing. No explanation for the teachers. It's a wasted day for the teachers if they're like, well, I got like a third of my students here. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? I'm going to run through a whole lesson and then expect the other kids to figure it out on their own as I send the stuff home. So it's kind of like you're burning a day.
Except some of these families rely on the meals, and those are important, especially because a lot of them have jobs that they can't, they still have to go in for. And those, and the schools, LAUSD provides 3 meals. So that's important. It's that's tricky. Important.
It's tricky because, like, or what they've done before, where, which I appreciate about LAUSD, is that, like, even during, let's say, like, winter break or something, they're like, you can still come to the school and get your meal. Mm-hmm. Run by, you know, pick it up at the office, and they'll give him, like, a, you know, like 3-4 days worth or whatever. So could be a solution there. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's a lot to think about when your LAUSD is absolutely giant. It's the second or third biggest, like, school district in the nation. So, I mean, it's a big undertaking to just be like, yeah, let's cancel it. You can't really do that.
The takeaway is you're a bad person.
Me? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you complain about the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, it's raining, you can't go to school. You know, your car doesn't have Google Gadget? No.
Raise above the water and, like, drive like it's a monster truck or something.
You never saw Legends of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom? Just get a fan.
Oh, I'm an awful person.
It was a pretty wild couple days with the kids, because what I appreciate is our kids are LA kids. You can talk about how you're from Seattle. I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
I walked in the snow.
Yeah.
4 miles.
Talk to me when the garage door is blocked from 8 feet of snow. Then we're skipping school.
Yeah, the shovel just to walk to the bus stop. And it didn't pick you up in front of your house. There's too many kids on our block that went to the same school, so they made us walk down the street. Whatever. Point is, my kids, thankfully, weren't
to the hub.
Impressed.
You didn't go to the hub.
They weren't impressed by the rain. It just to them was
your
just
kids weren't even impressed by the rain.
My daughter, my daughter did the thing where she's like, "Can I put it on a bathing suit and go outside?" And I was like, "Absolutely, again, let's do it." Did it on Sunday, and she was out for 5 minutes before she was like, "This is so cold." I was like, "Yeah,
it's not a shower.
That's why I'm in a jacket and an umbrella. I didn't join you. Like,
that's why I was peering through the blinds.
Yeah, with a hot coffee,
with a timer going.
And, no, she's made it longer than I thought. No. But other than that, they weren't impressed by it. And I was a total dad for the whole experience.
Yeah.
I have a pipe that we've talked about. I won't go into too much DIY detail on it, but there's a leaky pipe on my roof. We don't know who did it.
You set that up in the weirdest way.
Was it what?
Well, it's like I got a pipe, I got a silk jacket, and a fireplace.
All right.
That's what it sounded like.
How do I make a cabin? Those 3 items. Let's go.
And I got the paper. It's 4 years old, but it's still a paper. Well, so I'm gonna put my tobacco in the pipe.
I'm reaching a point where I'm learning what things I can and can't do DIY. Like, not learning, but like,
yeah.
I'm also less willing to try certain things. Like, I'm like, nah, that's no. We're gonna hire somebody.
You
got to
know your threshold.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm getting pretty good at that. Yeah. One of them is a leak on my roof. I'm like, not even gonna try it. And I know it's from a pipe that, like, it slowly leaks. And I've gone up to the in the attic to look at it, and, like, can't really squeeze around, like, the AC system up there, the HVAC up there. So it's, like, hard to see. But I can see it's coming from the pipe. I called a million people that like were involved. And I called the roofer and the solar company and then the AC, and they were, everyone was like unwilling to help, or they were, but they're like, it's going to be a lot of money. So now I have to do it, but I had to like tarp it right before this rainstorm.
Yeah.
Huge pain in the ass. Just being on a roof when it's slightly raining, being like, this is all I'm thinking is dumb dad moment. That's all I'm thinking the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Second I get up there,
it's your livelihood now. You get, it's going to,
I'm just like, all right, if I fell off this roof, I wouldn't die. I'd have something to talk about this week on the podcast.
From the hospital.
From the hospital. We'll zoom in. What's up, guys?
I'd come to you. I'd bring our equipment.
Can you turn off the heart monitor? It's just, it's so annoying.
The sound is really bothering us.
Hold for room tone.
And you with the screaming. Can you tone it down?
Either like
in the ER.
But yeah, I was on the roof and I was putting down a tarp and throwing up sandbags and... She's just like, this is dumb. This is dumb. I said I wasn't going to do this project, yet here I am preparing, because now I am going to do it, because everybody wants to charge me an arm and a leg. And then the reason why I'm saying I was being a total dad, the reason I'm even telling this story, is because it was leaking, and it wasn't leaking to a ceiling. It was leaking because there was an old heater there, so it was hitting the wall, and the wall would just get wet. And now, just the last 4 days of this rain, I've just been going up that wall, just kind of pressing on it, going, not bad. Still not leaking.
Not a sponge anymore. I had the same thing happen. I posted in our stories. I was like putting a light in our closet. There's no light in this closet. And I put like a motion detector light, a rechargeable light. And as I'm like screwing it into the ceiling, I'm like, there's some discoloration in that white paint in the corner. So I touch it with my finger and it's like, that's a little soft.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be soft. No. That's a ceiling.
None of
your interior walls or a ceiling should be soft.
No.
So I'm like, that's a little soft. Oh, okay. Not great. And it had been raining like all night, all day, you know. So I climb up into the attic and I'm like kind of tracing. This is the funny part. When you go up there, you're like, where was I? Now I'm looking at the...
Oh, you're all
turned
I was around.
In the upside down. Now I'm looking at the top side down. Where was I really? You know, like... So I go back down and I like use a measuring tape in there. And like, it's this far from this thing I can see. I know where this is. There's like a little conduit going up out of the ceiling. So I'm like, if I can find that conduit, then I know where I am. Sure enough, I found it. And it was like this huge pipe, kind of like you're talking about, that's going through your roof.
Yeah.
It's like this huge pipe that goes up through the roof. And I go over to the pipe and I'm looking at it thinking like, well, this is about where this is. And the insulation down there is a little bit damp. So I'm like... Now this is the part of the DIY stuff I like. And this is still where you're like edging closer to the, is this for me or is this for a professional?
It's a problem.
Well, I know it's a problem.
Yeah, a big problem.
A big problem. So I'm thinking, okay, the insulation is damp. Why is the insulation damp? Right around the bottom of the pipe. The pipe can't be leaking, can it? And I look up and sure enough, like where the pipe goes up through the roof, I can see a little bit of daylight.
Mm-hmm. You posted this in your stories.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, now that's detective mode, right? Like, oh, I see what's happening. It's raining. It's raining against the pipe. It's going down the pipe. The drips are going down the pipe hour after hour and slowly dripping into the insulation and then getting the ceiling part of the closet wet. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know how to fix this right now. It's pouring rain. So I just duct taped, taped a towel to the pipe so that drips will go down and get the towel wet. And not continue down
to solve.
To the insulation. It was like, it's a temporary solve. But when it's dry, I'll have to go up there and put some flashing around that pipe or something. And so maybe some goo. I don't know what they use.
I don't know. We're going to figure it out. Stay tuned.
I really don't like sewer stuff for obvious reasons. Or electricity.
Sure.
Because you can't see electricity. And it can blow your shoes off your feet if you're not careful. Don't really like that idea.
Sure.
Go to the emergency room for like, I shouldn't have been on the roof, but I was up there and I fell off. I'll take that emergency room visit.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't want to.
Because you still have your shoes.
Well, if I can find them.
Mm. You know what's interesting about for us, I don't know how it is for you. So we walk our kids to school. So it is a convoy of umbrellas and rain boots. And people still driving poorly. Like they're already driving poorly in a sunny day. School drop off is some of the most vicious creatures you'll ever see. I mean, I get it. like the window for our school drop off is 7:40 to 8:15 or 8:10. I never know because we're always on time. But no, we're not. We're
flex on
it. We're always running
flex
on
seal.
Running on the first bell.
Solve your leaky.
Let's go. I can hear the first bell. You're not out.
Flex seal.
But I get it. Like people have jobs they have to get to, and it's like they have this narrow window to drop their kids off. You are still in a school zone. There are still children everywhere, and everyone has their own story. Please don't end mine.
Cut to the rant, Kevin. Let's hear it. I
this
hear
is
it.
The rant.
You're making excuses drive, for all these people. Let them have it.
Drive better in a school zone. And then, but then here's the thing. When we are.
You heard it here first on the Top Dad podcast.
But no, I'm adding to it. When it's raining out, my kids, I mean, they're 7 and 4. They're already space cadets. They're already just brains are just. I never want to be where they are. Like they want to be at the next imagination thing. You know, they're not bored and anxious. They're just like, I'm doing this when they're running around. They're in fantasy land. So when they have rain boots on and there's puddles everywhere, they are somewhere else. So now you're corralling these kids. And where are the best puddles? They're in the road. It's where the best ones are. And we have to cross the street to get to the school. And then it is just a splash-a-thon of the kids jumping in puddles. But I see a lot of cars coming of people that are on a tight schedule.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of like, there's not a lot of gentle parenting going on in the rain on the way to school. It's just not. It's just not practical.
Have you thought about the leash
thing? I can
thing?
See that you like jumping in puddles. And we're about to die.
Yeah. Have you thought about the leash thing? Put a vest on them, yank them in tight.
Only if we have to get over that mudslide I was talking about, you know, just,
oh, right.
Just in case they slip.
Yeah, mudslide's a little dangerous.
But no, I have that's not happening. There's the tight handhold where you don't make eye contact with them. Got to do that sometimes. You're not dragging them, but you're holding their hand and you're like, come on, we're crossing. And they're like, I wanted to. And I was like, nope, sorry, we have to be safe. We're going. And, you know, you don't make eye contact with them. I don't know why. It's a thing.
It's very weird that you pointed that out.
It's what parents do. When parents are just like,
I don't know about that.
Well, because you're looking both ways across the street and you're looking ahead.
I see.
I don't want to look in their little eyes. There's no danger there. I mean, there is.
They'll look at
melt
me.
Your
look
heart.
At me. You're with me. You're with me. Look at me. You're with me.
No, I'm like looking for all the cars that are pulling U-turns at a three-way stop. That's what it is.
What's wild to me is like, you must get, you. It's funny to me that you're 300 kids, like 300 kids, that's not that many kids.
So?
That's a pretty small school. What I'm saying is like, and even then it's chaos. Our school is like almost 1,000 kids. And there's just people on a sunny day. The drop-off situation's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Like, people in a hurry, I get it. But like, it's the same audacity that people show on the
because
road
it's
anywhere
the same
else.
Bottleneck. Like you That's show why. Up. It's the same bottleneck. So it doesn't matter how many people there are. They're all bottlenecked at the drop-off for 30 minutes. They have a 30-minute window to bottleneck 250
but like,
to
but the people
500,000
the people that,
people.
Like, I cannot get over is, like, the idea that, like, we're all trying to do this.
Yeah. Okay?
We all have the same goal. Get
sure.
to school. And get your kids into school and then go on with your day. Whatever your day is, doesn't matter, right? Uh-huh. But the people that just like roll up middle of the street, flashers on, everyone's piling out of the car. They abandon the car in the middle of the road while everyone else is behind them looking for a parking spot like they should.
Yeah.
But you're the person that's like, what you don't realize is I'm so much more important than you and everybody else around me that this is the action I'm taking.
Have you yelled at a parent?
Not yet.
You haven't yelled at a parent?
No, I'm letting it brew, you know. But I don't think I could do that.
I yelled,
you're
at,
the, cause
I yelled people, at a parent once.
Because people know who you are.
Oh, no, that's fine.
But it's like, dumb dad yells at blah, blah, blah. Like, you're a public figure now, Kevin. You gotta watch it a little bit.
I yelled, I'm not a public figure.
You are 100% a public figure.
I'm a toilet program. I'm something you watch when you're pooping. That's what
people poop in public.
Kind of. in a public bathroom. You can't poop in public. Then that's a whole other can of worms. We do not at the Dumb Dads indoors.
Unless public. It's an emergency. It was an emergency. I was in real trouble. I wasn't deciding to. My body was deciding to. Let's move on.
I did yell at a parent once, and I was immediately wrong. which was for the best. Honestly, I was glad. I was glad I was wrong because as soon as I yelled at him, it was this feeling of it's not the public figure thing. It's a, my kids go to school together. I'm going to see you for how many more years? I don't know how old your kid is. Is your kid the same age as my kid? Oh no. Is your kid the same age as my youngest kid? Great. We have six more years together.
Yeah.
So I yelled at him because he pulled a UE to a three-way stop, which was wrong. He was wrong on that one. Mm-hmm. And then he cut in front of us. What I didn't know is somebody in our group waved him on as he was doing it, just like, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I was like wrangling one of my kids and then turned around. And there's a car just like, boom, right across the crosswalk up in front of us. So I yelled. My wife told me what happened. Gave me the details to the story I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. That you overreacted to.
That I... Only because I didn't know the details. I feel I appropriately reacted. It was dangerous. Had it not been a fact that he was waved on, granted, he probably wouldn't have done it, which is why I'm saying I was wrong.
Whether or not the fact he's waved on is what you're saying is still dangerous. Doesn't matter if he's waved on.
It's true. It was still dangerous. So then I looked.
Lean into your point.
So then I looked.
Make your point.
I looked for him and walked right up to him and extended a hand and apologized right away. Because I was like, nah, I was wrong.
And that's a gentleman thing to do.
I was like, I'm sorry if I fight off on you. I was like, I didn't know you got waved on. That wasn't cool with me.
Here's the thing. Like,
other parents, though, I'll lose my coffee mug.
You just don't need to do it. Everyone's trying to do the same thing. And then you decide, whoever you are, to pull the move that puts you in front of everybody else because you're late. Like, everyone's late. You know what I mean? Like, six people behind you are late.
Yeah.
Just be late. Show up earlier the next day. But now we all suffer behind you because we're trying to get there as well. You know, who knows? Maybe I did leave early enough. And I didn't know that they were paving the road that I normally take. So I had to go around, which made me later than normal, even though I left the same time I normally. Like, that's the thing I try to do. I try to do this in my life when I'm driving around. Not let's take school drop off away from it for a second. When I drive around, I try hard not to be like the old curmudgeon dad who's just like, God, get out of my way, or look at these people, they can't drive. And because
you try, that means you fail sometimes, and that's what you do.
You failed and you had to go apologize, right? We all fail.
Yeah.
We're the dumb dads. You try to keep the dumb silent, but often it was pretty loud, a yelling voice.
At least he knows I got a scary voice now.
Heard this before. I've heard this before, and it's like, just try to do your own thing. If somebody cuts you off, who knows what they're going through? I try to think, rather than like getting mad in the car, I try to think like, I hope you get to where you're going. Like, because obviously you made that decision. And you know what? Maybe you're just better than everybody else, and that's what you think, and that's why you do that. But there's no reason for me to like raise my BP over the fact that someone made a decision that I can't control anyway. What I mean? So it's not easy because a lot of people drive, especially in LA, people drive around
commute
in LA
for 3 hours every day.
They commute for 3 hours every day, but people in LA drive around like there's no one else on the road. They just make decisions in front of you that you're like, that's wild. That's four lanes. That was four lanes.
And you trusted all of us like we're NPCs. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
none of us were going to change our acceleration or deceleration at all.
Yeah. So I try my best in those situations and at school. It's like, what? You know, but it's not like in the car. I'm not going, what? Come on. Really? You're getting out of the car now? You know, it's like I've been sitting here for 5 minutes trying to get my place in line.
Yeah.
And you just decide everyone out of the car, and now your car's just there. You know, like there are people in our drop-off line area with orange vests that sort of try to move traffic along, but which is wild to me that people still do it. They still do the thing, and it's like, get back in your car. Get back in your car.
Do you know what's wild? School drop-off is wild, volatile area. I've seen people yell at each other, flip each other off, honk, scream,
yeah,
and not apologize. And another place that is also full of volatility and people being very selfish mm-hmm. and being like, I'm the only important person. But everyone, in my experience, tell me I'm wrong. I feel like everyone's pretty cool, is airport, like rotary drop-off areas. I don't feel like people are breaking rules.
It's because there's cops everywhere.
Still, people are cool of like, let me get, like, I got to get over three lanes. People let you over. Like, nobody's like zipping up to go, nah.
You know why? I don't think you're wrong. It's the mentality. You know, when you're driving to the airport, your life is over.
Yeah.
For the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, pour on more gravy. What are we doing? I don't care. You want to go six lanes over? I want to see the most impressive, egregious traffic move I've ever seen down at LAX.
But people support you. People will slow down, go ahead, get in there. Yeah. Get in there.
But then there's a lot of whistles going on because there's a lot of cops around.
There's a lot of whistles.
But it's essentially, you got to have that mindset going into school drop-off.
Guys, go to school drop-off like it's the airport. Treat it like the airport.
Like you're dropping your kids off at the airport. Although, boy, wouldn't it be nice to drop them off there and pick them up 7 days later? We love our children.
Love our children.
The angels of our lives.
But oh,
man, wouldn't that be nice?
We're talking about boarding school now.
Oh, it's true.
You're referring to boarding school.
Monday morning, have fun at school this week.
And we don't have to comment on boarding school, but you know, I'm sure they love their children too.
We don't, but I would say, and I actually, in truth, I actually don't really know much about boarding school. But I mean, it kind of would be nice to have somebody else help them with their homework. Someone else serve them something for dinner that they worked really hard on that the kid says, I don't want to eat that.
I mean, don't tempt me with that. Let me get to my dumb dad moment.
Okay.
Let's
transition into your dumb dad moment.
So our school just celebrated 100 days of school.
Yeah, LAUSD, Kevin.
Yeah. But yours was a different day than ours. Yours was like Friday and ours was Monday or vice versa or something like that.
I don't believe so.
It was. It was celebrated a different day. You said yours was on a Friday. Ours was on a Monday. So that's a fact. That is a fact of how it went differently. Just saying. Point is, our school celebrated 100 days of school and we were at a rainy weekend with the kids. Gotta kill time. And I feel, now your daughter had to do a project, right? For the 100th day of school, right?
Yeah. It was actually pretty fun.
So she had to do represent 100 things.
I'll go through it really quickly. She had to represent 100 in some way. A bunch of classes decided to do it in a different way. Some classes decorated like a blank t-shirt or something. And then there was going to be a little parade for kindergartners and first graders to like show how they did it in their classroom.
Sure.
Her classroom did like food related.
Cool.
So we had this like ice cream cardboard truck that like at a party you would like put ice cream cones in. And my wife was like, wouldn't it be cool if we got like 10 little pom-poms in each one for 10 ice cream cones, and that would represent 100 since we already have this cool ice cream truck and we can decorate it with your name on it and it would look just like yours. And my daughter's like, no, I'm not doing that.
I want it to be my idea.
And she was like, I want to do donuts. And we were like, all right, well, that's fair. That's a pretty good idea. So we went and got a box of donuts just to have the box.
Sure.
And then I figured out we're moving, right? So we got a lot of cardboard, a lot of styrofoam, putting furniture together. I took like a metallic ring, like a you'd put burgers in there or something like that, like a baker's or, you know, cooking like a ring, like a metal ring. And my daughter and I were like cutting styrofoam rings out like that. And then I used a drill to just drill out the center. And we covered it with like foam, or it was like foam, and then we covered it with felt to make it look like donuts. And then she put 10 little stickered sprinkles on each, 10 donuts with 10 sprinkles.
Sure.
And that was her project. It was pretty fun.
That's only 96.
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
Math. Don't get me started on math and the new math, Kevin. No, but anyway, it was like, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
We could kind of give her the reins a little bit and not really care too much about how messy it was. As long as there's 10 on each one, like, I don't really care how you do it, you know? Sure.
Our school encouraged all the, well, luckily we like looked into it because we were like, we think it's just the kindergartners are dressing up for the 100th day of school, dressed like a 100-year-old.
There was also in the parade, I was not prepared for that. There were classes that did that, and the little kids that walked around
with
like glasses and chains coming off the glasses and wigs. I was like, it was so funny.
Yeah. So we looked at it. Luckily, we like looked at the announcement, and I was like, oh no, it's the whole school. Maybe we got an announcement that Sunday from the principal, and it was like, 100th day of school tomorrow, dressed like a 100-year-old, all
you
students.
You think as the president of the PTA, you might be privy of something like this.
It's not a PTA event. What's wrong with you? I check out on the rest of it. I'm involved in my school that I can ignore the other things.
Until I don't need to be.
And let me continue. It was great that it fell on this weekend where we got this torrential downpour.
Yeah.
Because now we had something to do.
Yep.
And I was like, and my daughter kind of was against it. It was one of those moments similar to your daughter with the ice cream. It was like my daughter was kind of like, no, I don't want to do that. I was like, you don't want to dress like a hundred, like dress like an old lady tomorrow? And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. I was like,
what happens when your daughter, because my daughter is the same way. When you say, is what's the trigger to, if it's like, well, everyone's going to be doing it. So what happens tomorrow when you go to school and you're the one that's not? Does that?
For her, it's very much a phase she's been going through, like recently, and it's pretty easy to get her out of it.
Were you looking her in the eyes this time, or were you just holding her?
Gripping her, crossing a street for no reason. We weren't even going anywhere. We're crossing the hallway in the house, actually. I think I was a little like overly honest, which I'm not against. I think it's funny that I said it because I was like,
just appreciate your joke.
I appreciate my honesty. I said, I was like, you don't want to dress like a 100-year-old? And she's like, no. And I was like, okay. And then I said to my son, you ready to dress up like a 100-year-old? She's like, yeah. So we picked out like a cardigan and a button-up white shirt and slacks. And then we're like, oh, we'll put silver in your hair. And maybe we'll do glasses and maybe some
He's the old man, dude. Makeup. He's just like, whatever.
Yeah. He was like, let's go. So I went to
Can I have some breakfast? So the rest of my day, I'm signed up for the rest of the day.
I was the happiest dude. Happiest dude that ever lived.
Happiest dude.
So I was like, all right, I don't know what's allowed in terms of like them having canes or walkers. Like, so I don't want to give them anything like wooden or metal. So I was like,
that could be considered a weapon.
That could be considered a weapon. So I was like, all right, let me see if I got anything in the garage. Yeah. I'm one of those dads who saves absolutely everything for no reason.
One of those dads?
Yeah.
Your dad.
A dad. And so I went to the
garage. I need this.
I went to the garage. And I was like looking around. And I was like, oh, I don't remember. I kept that. Focus. and then I look up in the rafters, and you and I had done an ad for Amazon forever ago.
Yeah.
And they gave us this, like, what would you call it? Like nylon? What banner? What would you call that? Like, it's like a plastic.
Vinyl.
Vinyl. Vinyl banner that was like wrapped in like a cardboard tube, but it was like a thick cardboard tube. And I was like, this thing's still kind of weapon-ish, but it's cardboard.
Hell yeah.
So I think we're good. So I cut the frayed ends off of it, and then I cut it like not quite perfectly in half. So one's a little longer, one's a little shorter. And then I go in the house and I show both the kids and I go, this is the start of your canes. Yeah. We're going to make you guys canes. And they were like, my son was like, that's awesome. And my daughter was like,
that's awesome.
My daughter
What's
goes,
a cane?
Yeah. She's like, do we eat it? And I was like, well, not a candy cane, which is a cane. I'll just make it.
Oh, we're in the woods now.
So then I was like, all right, I'm going to make you a cane. Looked at my daughter. Do you want me to make you a cane? And she goes, no. And I go, do you want me to make you a cane so that you can decorate it? Because we've got the whole day. It's Sunday. You got tomorrow.
I like this. You're giving her the power to make a decision.
Yeah. So she goes, no, I don't want to do it. And I go, it just came out. And I went, how about we make the cane today as just something to do so that tomorrow we don't have to make a cane 5 minutes before we walk out the door.
Hashtag Halloween's of the past.
She was in no way insulted. She just literally...
Oh, no, she's not getting that level of...
She just considered it and went, yeah, okay.
It's like, toying with a kid's brain is easy. Like, you're just like, let me rephrase it, and then you're signed up for that. Yeah. Even though I basically just asked you the same exact question in a different way.
Because I know the morning's going to be awful tomorrow if it's all no's right now.
I know.
It's going to be brutal.
Oh, man.
So I said that, and she goes, yes. And I go, great. So then I found some styrofoam, cut it out, fed it down the tube. A little bit of it came out the top on purpose. And then I wrapped that in like Gorilla duct tape, and then taped it around. Sturdy handle, taped the bottom because it's going to be raining in this like waterproof, like thick duct tape. And then I gave it to the kids just like that. They both had like black handle top, black bottom, brown just cardboard middle. And I was like,
so your whole school did
dresses
in it. That's hilarious.
And I gave it to the kids and I was like, go nuts, do whatever you want, I don't care. And they just, then it was like we burned an hour or two. Like they were just like markers, stamps, stickers, color.
That's
just glitter, glitter wrap. And I was just like, go, go. There's no wrong answer here. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the next morning. And then after that, I said, all right, let's pick out your outfit. And we've got our outfit. Then we got my son's outfit. Now you're probably wondering, if you're listening, Kev, what's the dumb dad moment? Where is it? Sounds like you hit a home run, buddy. And it's not that I got the day wrong. Got him to school. Kids are all dressed like 100-year-olds. They go in. They have a great day. I pick them up. They're elated. They had a really fun day because the teachers were all dressed up. Like every teacher, most of the teachers were dressed up. And it was so fun. And we get home. And then my son has his folder. So he's in TK, mm-hmm. which if you don't know, it's not kindergarten. Transitional kindergarten. But he's with kindergartners, so he gets homework, but his teacher's chill, where the homework is like a dry erase homework. So I don't push the issue. I know people know my stance on homework on this, but especially with him, I'm like, it's just tracing A's and circles and ovals, sure. whatever numbers. So he very much loves to color, and if he wants to do it, yeah, sure, let's do it. We'll do it on a weekend randomly, like, mm-hmm. but I never push it. And so I never go in that folder to look at for anything, because they also get like a big manila folder on Wednesdays with like, here's what's coming up in the school. They both get one, even though they're siblings, but because why? That would be annoying to just give them all the same thing. And my wife opens this folder and she's like, man, you haven't done your homework in a while. And she opens it. And there was definitely a paper in there that was like, by February 2nd, turn in your 100-day project. Of counting 100, like the same project your daughter had, was like representing 100 days. My youngest son had that project. Do.
Here's the thing. I know what you're saying. You don't look at it. We think elementary school homework is like.
He's not even in elementary school.
He's not even
He's basically in preschool.
He's basically in like. Transitional. He was already in preschool. He's still kind of in preschool.
He's gonna take this exact same class next year because half his classmates are kindergartners.
Yeah. The funny thing about that is it's like, but you're not even looking in the folder?
No. Because he gets the manila folder and we looked at it over and over again. And there's no, so my daughter's teacher will like class dojo us like, here's the homework this week. Here's the homework this week. They'll also message like, hey, they have a project coming up. We got none of that. We got no warning. I still haven't asked my brother.
The warning was in the folder.
I still haven't asked my brother and sister-in-law who their kid and my son are in the same class.
Yeah.
I haven't asked them yet. Like, did you do that project?
It's funny. Like,
because nobody's talked about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, dumb dad moment. Total project. Just way past the due date, noticed it. Was like, and my wife found it, and she's like, you got to look in the folder. And I was like, no, I know that. Yeah, everyone knows that now. Guys, if you have missed on a school project, I don't know. If you said some wildly insensitive things about people going through the rain, you can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com.
At school drop-off.
You can DM us on Instagram at the Dumb Dads, which is our handle on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, YouTube. You can watch full episodes of this podcast. Check it out. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow the podcast. Rate and review it. I think we're going to start reading a review of the podcast. So write your review. Maybe put a Dumb Dad story in your review, and we could read it on the podcast.
I would love that.
So we're still going to be doing mailbags, but I also think on the podcast we'll start reading Dumb Dad moments on the reviews. So review the podcast. Please do that. Thanks to Verdu on SoundCloud for the intro and music to this podcast. Thanks as always to our editor and producer, my wife Annie, for all the work you do on this podcast. Evan, do you have a joke?
I do have a joke.
To take us out?
I got something for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. What did the rainwater say as it ran off the road?
What did the rainwater say as it ran off the road?
Yeah. Said, great. Mm. Also, just a little tidbit for you. Rain doesn't fall. It drops.
Okay. Feel better?
Is it too factual for you? It's a joke. You don't even care about dad jokes?
Did I?
You heard it here first.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.